Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Ballard's here. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, is one of my favorite people in the brain crust. He's been hanging out with us now for almost 20 years. He's the author of so many books, I had to use a wheelbarrow to bring him to the studio. Mind Like Water, still one of my favorites. Well Done, the whole Well Done series, just so many others. Little Wave, Old Swale, so many of those great books, folks, that I encourage you to check out. And as I've said many times before, he always helps us get centered. He always helps us gain and maintain some balance, and he's going to do that again today. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and I hope that's going to be the outcome of today. It's such a special season, and as you know, I want to talk with you this morning about the opportunity that we have in this season. Mm-hmm. We get to rushing around, and it gets so busy that sometimes we don't allow ourselves to feel what's sort of underneath it all.
Well, you say the season has a purpose, and of course, that means that's a lot of us would nod our head when you say that, but when you say that, tell us what you mean.
Well, the truth is that there's something already inside us that's there all throughout the year. And it gets called out at this time of the year. Sort of like the shepherds were called out by the angel in the,
right,
in the story. And what is it? What is it that's inside us that gets stirred up during this time? It's joy. It's mm-hmm. joy. And not many of us would say that we feel that joy at other times, meaning all the time, other times. It kind of gets buried beneath our daily rushing and our hurrying and all our concerns. But it lies waiting, Jim, there for us this time to come along. And we have a chance to respond and to come awake to it. We think it's about Christmas trees and opening presents and so on, but the real gift is from ourselves to ourselves to feel this.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the concept of joy, Jim, because I talk about this other times too, not just when you're here, because you know years ago I set myself on a path to find happiness. And what I realized was that what I really was seeking was joy in my life. And it's gotten to the point where I can actually identify people who don't have any joy in their life. And I feel sorry for them, and they have a hard time accomplishing that. But do you think that what's welling up in us, as you talked about it, that this concept of joy, do you think that's part of our innate humanity? You think is it particular to humans?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But when you asked that question, I thought about how that joy is our connection with each other, too. You know, you
right.
mentioned people that you think feel any joy or have any joy. They actually have it. We all have it. It's sort of waiting. It's sort of asleep underneath there. And my teacher, Paramahansa Yogananda, would talk about meditation and tools like that as pickaxes that drive down through the crust, the surface, and let this joy up. And so those people that seem to be so sad or so overbusy that they can't really feel anything inside, they have that joy. We share that joy. It's like a connector with us. It's the oneness in all of us, and
mm-hmm.
we feel that at Christmas, too. It's a Wonderful Life. Yes. Clarence, the angel, is sent down to help George Bailey.
Yeah.
That's the part. We have an angel part in us.
Yeah. I think you're right.
It gets called our soul. You call it our instinct. You know, you and I have talked about this before.
Yes, yes.
But maybe we can call it our angel part or our AP. And
I like that.
We always bring up the idea, are we bodies with APs?
Yeah.
Or might we not really be APs with bodies?
Well, I do believe that there's a spirit inside of all of us driving our protoplasm around. And it's different. Everybody's is different. I do believe there's a spirit in here. It's an energy. It's a force that drives our protoplasm around. One of the things that I've associated with joy that's helped me to understand the concept of joy, Jim, and you've helped us with this over the years too, is if you're seeking joy, you're only going to find true joy if it involves another person. In other words, if you're a self-involved person, you're probably not going to find true joy because, in my opinion, it's got to be about somebody else. What do you think?
That's it. Joy is our connector, and if we're not using it, if we're not relating and giving to others or finding that peace, that joy with some special other person.
It could also be what's called the impartial spectator, there's another term for it, where you're grateful or you're happy that somebody else is doing well. That can bring you joy, when a child does well or something like that. Those things can bring you well. You didn't have anything to do with it, maybe, but somebody else is doing well, and you can find joy in that. But you have to get out of your own way to do that, don't you?
You have to stop being jealous of them for having a good time and get into it with them.
Right.
That's another thing that we do is we tend to begrudge other people, you know, some of us, their joy. And you're right. That's a wonderful. And I like the way you talked about this, like what's driving our protoplasm around. I love that.
Yeah, that's our spirit. Hey, Jim, I need to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to come back. I told you Jim would make us feel better, and he's going to continue to do that after the break. Jim, you got a website?
I got one. I'll give it to you.
Can I have
afterwards?
It now? Okay, all right. All right, hold on, folks. We're going to get that website after the break. Don't forget to go to Jim Ballard. It might be James Ballard also. Some of the books have James Ballard on them. And they might be associated with Ken Blanchard. He and Ken write a bunch of books together. Whatever Jim Ballard does, you're going to want it in your library. You're going to want to read the books. I promise you, you'll be better when you do.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.